Hello, welcome back to the Mad Hatter Cast with myself, Matt, and Dave.
Dave, I'm here.
We are finally back after a year of hiatus and not being able to record and laziness and
a lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff.
A lot of stuff is involved in that.
A lot of stuff, but we're back in my basement, the new Mad Hatter Cast cave,
the new place. We got a new digs.
It's pretty much soundproof.
Yeah, it's not bad.
Yeah.
I'm digging it.
So we won't have, what were some of the technical difficulties we used to have?
Slamming on the tables and people talking in the background.
Oh, we'll probably still have that.
Yeah, we're definitely going to have that.
Because I'm going to get...
Burping.
Yeah, burping's going to be there.
Farting and vape slams and
me
cracking open Cokes and...
Cokes.
What was it that day? Was that Mike's Hard Lemonade? I just kept popping them open.
Yeah, it was.
It was like a 12-pack of Mike's
It was 18-pack of the small cans.
Did they make an 18-pack of Mike's Hard? I just remember having like eight of them that still had.
And we still had a whole bunch left.
Yeah, I didn't drink them all.
So we're back.
We are back.
Boys are back in town. It's been a while. It's been, what, a year? I think it was like a week before Christmas last year when we were recording, and then we all got busy and lazy.
Yeah, man, this year has been pretty crazy. Pretty crazy year. How would you on a rank from 1 to 10? How would you rank this year for you?
Absolutely insane.
That's not on the 1 to 10.
That's like a 12. It's probably more like a 20.
12 is good, or I mean, what kind of ranking?
It's been
this?
A mix.
I'm not talking about speeds. We're not talking about like how fast did you go this? Like,
I went 110 through this year.
I burned rubber.
It's been about like craziness this year has been about a 10 or 12.
I agree. My craziness of the year has been pretty high. I'm pretty stoked to be back at this.
Yeah.
I missed you, buddy.
Missed you too, man.
Although I've been hanging
Though we hang out all the time, but still.
Yeah. I bet I missed everyone who's listening.
Especially one certain someone. The one guy who signed up for a Patreon, good old Doug.
Oh, buddy. I'm sorry, Doug. Man, this is our official apology to Doug, the one guy who signed
What if Gabe was Doug?
That might be a possibility. That might be a possibility.
It just clicked.
It might have been. That might have been.
Gabe. Anyways, if there is a Doug out there,
if there's a Doug,
we're sorry.
We sincerely apologize. My bad.
We recorded like 6 episodes leading up to our hiatus in quotes. And
I'm calling it a sabbatical.
Sabbatical is a better word for it.
Sounds more priestly.
Yeah.
And official.
Because we're not like a band that broke up because we didn't get along.
Yeah, it wasn't a it was like, we're going to take a break from these 3 months of recording.
We're just going to take a break from doing 4 episodes and putting them on iTunes.
A year-long break for doing 4 episodes. Oh, man. We're just really bad at this. Anyway, we're back and we're coming full steam. And we apologize, Doug.
Doug, I love you and I'm sorry.
Yeah. Hey, speaking of Gabe, what's up with Gabe? Where's he at?
I think you knew where he was.
I do. He's at home. We moved locations. We're no longer recording at Pine Hills Brewery, but I did stop by and pick up the recording equipment.
We stole it from him.
Okay. We jacked it. Gabe's going to be intermittent.
Yeah.
Whatever that word is.
Intermittently sprinkling his horse-loving self.
Yeah, I was going to say Gabe's at a horse hunting retreat, which I thought was funny. I mean,
he's probably playing Red Dead, so...
He probably is. And he's probably killing his horse and trying to skin it.
So many times.
Eat the meat. Because we all know Gabe loves to eat horse. But, yeah, so that's where Gabe is. He's not here with us today. Maybe next week. We don't know. He might be a special guest coming in.
Yeah. Or if we fail at the whole production thing, we'll bring him back.
Yeah. We're doing okay right now. I think we're okay.
Well, usually it takes us about 45 minutes to an hour to set everything up and check levels. Not tonight, ladies and gentlemen.
It was like 10 minutes.
8 minutes. I timed it.
This might sound awful.
I don't care.
No, I don't either.
Who cares?
The only person who did was Gabe.
Yeah. So. Because about 15 minutes from now, we're not going to be able to know where we are.
Exactly.
So...
Oh, why is that? Why is that, Matt?
I'm drinking brandy and eggnog.
Yeah, so we have a holiday. Technically, we're recording this before Christmas. This should come out before Christmas.
This should come out, I think, Monday is Christmas Eve.
Christmas Eve. So we're going to give you guys a Christmas, because I know most podcasts are taking this week off, right?
Yeah, they're on break.
So we're going to bust in with a nice, sweet trailer. This is a good trailer for the Mad Hatter cast, just to kind of give you a little holiday listening to while you're driving.
A little taste. It's a little taste of what's to come.
While you're driving on your way to the in-laws, you get something to jam, kind of soothe that Christmas fever that you got going on. So this is what we got going. And what were we talking about?
Christmas stuff.
No, like what's the topic? Like what? Oh, eggnog.
Eggnog.
I made a couple of eggnogs.
And we're double dipping tonight.
We are. Well, I can't do the eggnog hard because we'll end up with like another episode where it just gets hard, you know, eggnog hits hard, especially when you make it with brandy. And so we got some Southern Comfort eggnog mixed with some, how do you pronounce this brandy?
Palmasan.
I went cheap.
It's good stuff.
Although I don't know if I've ever seen an expensive brandy before.
I'm pretty sure Hennessy is brandy.
Is it really?
It's cognac. Brandy and cognac kind of go hand in hand, I think. Know.
I've never spent that kind of money.
I bought Hennessy once. And then I mixed it with Hypnotic to make the Incredible Hulk, and I don't remember what happened after that.
Yeah, that sounds about right. Neither does the Incredible Hulk.
It's true to the name.
Very true. Very true. So we're drinking eggnogs right now. We also have, I brought some, hold on, Saranac Brewery makes Big Moose Winter Ale. Where's Saranac at? Do you know where Saranac is?
It's in Utica.
Utica, not far from where we are.
No, it's about an hour west of us, where the best Tex-Mex ever. Shout out to Rio Grande Tex-Mex.
Sponsored by Rio Grande. In Utica. We're not really sponsored by that.
Technically in Whitesboro, but they get it.
Yeah, the same thing. But you know what? I was thinking about this, too, as in addition to this year, because we're going to get into this in a minute, but I do like the idea of sponsoring people that we like. Shout out. It's not really a sponsor, because no one's paying us.
But we don't really want your sponsorship.
Well, let's come back on that one.
Yeah, right now.
Rewind. Let's say
I don't want your sponsorship
from Rio Grande.
Oh, I want their sponsorship.
Even if they were like, "Hey, here's an enchilada,
dude."
I'd give us a shout out.
I would take a box of their chips and salsa.
So we're okay with sponsorship. We're just these aren't actual. This isn't.
Yeah,
like
it's not real sponsors.
Mack Weldon or Sherry's Berries. This is.
Sherry's Berries.
Shouting out to what we like. Hey, Sherry's Berries.
Sherry's Berries.
Are you looking for a holiday gift that you can't think of? Sherry's Berries.
Order some strawberries for your wife.
And some Mack Weldon's too.
I don't even know what Mack Weldon's is.
Those are underwear.
Oh, really?
Yeah, all the podcasts have.
That I got a gripe.
Can we talk about that for a minute?
Yeah, let's talk about
that. Let's talk about it. You go ahead and start.
I go to Walmart and get a 5 or 4 pack of underwear. And then I wear them until they don't last, and then I go do it again.
Yeah, but
I'm not going to spend $25 on a pair of underwear.
You know what the sell is, though? It's sort of like, is there something that feels better than cheap cotton underwear? And I'm not buying.
Hey, I have these like breathable like wicking underwear that I got at Walmart.
Yeah, same thing to me.
Yeah, I don't need
6-pack.
Yeah, I'm not going to buy one pair of underwear when I can buy 2 6-packs for the same price.
But you also know the difference between us and normal people, right? Like, I'm a rough and tumble kind of guy.
Yeah.
I wear the same jeans, like, 4 days in a row.
We're not even going to go there.
We're construction. You're a rough and tumble guy. You got a beard. We're not wearing suits to work, man.
No.
We're not doing it. So we're not spending tons of money on Mack Weldon, who's never going to sponsor us, unless they sponsor us. I'm not buying Mack Weldon.
In 2 weeks, this could change.
This could totally change. Depends
Mack Weldon, if you're listening to this. I mean, I'll try them.
I'll give them a shot.
I'll give them a shot.
Chances are, I'll wear them 6 days in a row.
Yeah,
that's
we'll give it a run for that $25.
See if you can handle Hanes, because Hanes is really, really sticking it through. What's that brand? Gildan,
the old ones.
Yeah,
those the tidy whities.
I do boxer briefs. I'm a boxer brief guy.
Same here.
Same thing. Yeah. You know what? I'm gonna be honest. I don't think anyone should do anything but boxer briefs.
No.
Anything boxers too loose.
Briefs too tight. This is the middle ground.
The middle ground, man. That's really
it's not
where
the high
at.
Ground. It's not the low ground.
Yeah, it's the middle it's ground. I agree. Well, man, I'm glad to hear that your year has been good. My year's been pretty decent. Very hectic. Lots of going on. Glad to be back. This is coming out so technically Monday.
If all goes to plan.
Yeah.
Which it should.
And if it, you know.
If it doesn't, we're going to stay true to Mad Hatter.
And take a year off.
And take a year off.
We'll take one more year.
We're going to do a Halloween episode, and it comes out of Thanksgiving, and the Thanksgiving comes out of Christmas. Yeah, you guys get the deal. We're
pretty bad at this.
We don't have... We're not... What's his name?
Mm.
Any other guy that has a production team?
Yeah, that guy. Those guys. Those peoples.
Yeah. This is in my basement while my wife and David's wife walks around making cookies upstairs.
Straight up stomping.
Yeah.
Stomping above.
Yeah, but they can't hear it.
Are they tap dancing?
I think they might be.
I think they're listening to that 1990s music group Stomp, and they're reenacting it. You remember that group Stomp?
I do. Or they're doing Janet Jackson's Rhythm Nation.
Mm, that too. That's a good reference.
It is a good reference.
That's a good reference. Well, man. Well, here's what I'm thinking. Since this is a teaser podcast, I've got a few things. Let's talk about what the coming year has got for Mad Hatter Cast.
Yeah.
I got some ideas. I want to.
We got a new layout.
We got a new layout. I kind of want to throw some things out there and just be like, hey, this is what I'm thinking. We're intelligent guys. We're creative.
David is.
Interesting. Well, yeah. I think we got a bunch of cool things. And they're kind of segments. I know a lot of podcasts do segments. A lot of podcasts don't. We're not really Joe Rogan, so we can't just straight up talk to
each other for three hours. Talk to each other for 3 hours about
the same freaking topics.
About UFOs and government conspiracies like that don't really matter.
So we're definitely not doing that. But I thought segments might be fun. We're still going to probably stumble our way through segments.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, let's just be honest. It's not going to be.
You guys are in for a bumpy ride.
Yeah. It's going
to. It's just
fasten your seatbelts.
Buckle up.
Buckle up. So I've got some. I've got some things. Here's what I'm thinking. This is a list of segments or topics or things that we can throw in that I'm looking forward to 2019.
Don't give them all of them.
No, I'm going to give them all.
Don't give them all.
When you're
we got to keep them thirsty.
Well, see, the problem is when come Christmas time, when I see presents with my name under the tree, I'm opening all of them.
Yeah, but
I don't
have
this.
That's the thing. You don't know what those presents are.
Okay. Well, you're going to like some of these. And when you hear the first few, you're going to be like, all right, give me a little bit more.
All right,
so here's some things
I'll throw something at
you. We're
planning
on. Okay. This is what we're planning on for. This is what I personally plan on for 2019. This may or may not be a fake list, but this is what I'm expecting for this amazing year. Ready? We're going to talk conspiracies. How you feel about that?
Yeah, that's our thing.
Yeah, conspiracies. I think that works, right? How about 90s pop culture references?
Ooh.
We're going to drop some of those
Ooh.
In there. Kind of lace in between, like a basket weaving, you know,
yeah.
Like in between.
So in a loom. Loon?
Loom. Loom.
Is it a
Fruit
loom?
Of the Looms.
There's another one.
It's a loom.
I think that's what I got.
Yeah, loom. It's a loom.
It's a loom?
Yeah, it's a loom. I also know that from, what's that movie? A 90s pop culture. I think it's in the 2000s. That one with the guy.
Indian in the Cupboard.
No. That was a terrible movie, by the way.
It was.
That little kid that comes over and like steals the Indian. Oh, dude, that kid pisses me off. Nothing gets me more riled up than a jerk. Matt, you pissed me off, but no, I'm just joking.
Yep.
No, it was that one where they spin the bullets. He can fling the gun
and spin
the bullets. What's that movie? Angelina Jolie had the Professor X.
Wanted.
All right, so there they had their fraternity thing.
James McAvoy.
He gets set up for a fraternity.
Yep.
In a textile plant where they have looms.
Yeah.
And that was the thing about him moving his hands between the looms.
I still feel like loom's the wrong word.
No, it's loom. It's looms. Fruit of the Looms, bro. So I thought those would be good.
Fruit of the Looms. It makes sense now.
Fruit of the Looms.
Yeah, because the looms make the fruit.
You
and
just
the fruits,
put that together.
I did just click
Ooh.
That. That's a good one.
Well, I got to take a sip of this. Delicious eggnog, sponsored by eggnog.
Sponsored by eggnog and Christmas and...
All things cheery. I want to get your idea on this. How about some... And this is might be... I think you contribute. I might... I think you'd be a part of this.
There's the first one.
Some in-depth... That was the first burp.
There it is.
First burp of before the year. The only burp of 2018.
the only burp of 2018 for Mad Hatter Cast.
Maybe. We'll see what happens after this. There might be a few more.
Oh, there's going to be a few more.
Yeah. What do you think about in-depth theological learning? No, just tell me what your thoughts on that real quick while I...
My thoughts are David's going to run this segment, and I'm going to be a jerk in it. because that's what I do.
Yeah, that might be true. That might be a segment of mine. And when I say theological learning, I'm probably just going to bring up some terms that I recently learned during the week or when I'm looking things up.
Soul sleep.
Well, I was going more, yeah, kind of. Yeah. I was like thinking some boring, more boring, like dispensationalism, which doesn't sound very fun, but it might be fun.
Should we explain the seating situation right now? Because I feel like that's gold.
Yeah, let's do it.
All right, so I'm sitting on a chair.
You should just explain the whole situation right now.
What do you mean the whole situation? The whole down. All right.
The fact that there's a drum set and a bunch of boxes right behind you.
There's
and some kitchen appliances.
Yeah, so we're in my basement, a.k.a. the new Mad Hatter Cast Cave.
Mad Hatter Cast Cave.
So to give you kind of a little virtual tour.
Is Tool going on tour this year?
Probably not. I would like to see. Anyways, so we're in my basement. Pretty much it's a hodgepodge of everything we don't have room for, like most basements. True. But it's like about 8% full.
Yeah,
I'd say. Yeah. So we have down here. So our seating arrangement right now is David sitting on my old couch.
Yeah, that's not actually
put together. So the base of it is still the couch. The backs are gone.
Well, they're not gone.
They're just not attached.
Up behind me.
I'm sitting in a chair I bought in Cape Cod in July for the beach because my wife forced me to buy that. Which is fine. It's great. We're not going to get into it now. Uh-oh. Behind me on the left.
I hear some sick drama.
No, there was no sick drama. I just didn't want to spend $60 on a beach chair. So I went and bought a cheap one at Odd Lots, and I'm paying for it now.
Ocean State Job Lots.
So behind me is one of... Oh, my mic just went... Good job, Gabe. So
Gabe is our new Obama. Thanks, Obama.
Thanks, Gabe. So behind me is one of three of my drum sets because I am a drummer. And then behind the other side of me is just a whole bunch of stuff that I don't feel like going through. But that's our basement. And that's our new HQ, quotations.
I like this. This is it's kind of cozy.
It's great. Okay, it's nice and quiet down here. It's pretty much soundproof.
Yeah.
It's a good spot.
It's not bad. I definitely dig it.
It's a lot better than Pine Hill Brewery's kitchen dining room where you could hear everything.
The cool thing about the dining room is you always got people talking in the background. That was always kind of cool.
I mean, not for the people listening, but
I'm sure it was. Because you have all this like, what are they saying? And then what are the other people saying?
Yeah.
And that's always fun. We don't have to worry about that anymore. And that's kind of cool. But it is kind of our own place. So I plan on getting some posters. Oh, and if you're listening to this and you're like, wow, we're 20 minutes in and I'm a huge fan, I'm going to send them cool stuff. Send us cool stuff.
We need posters.
And we'll put posters up. Straight up 1990s movies.
As long as they're not DCEU posters. And we'll...
But if they're appropriate, that's totally
fine. But if they're appropriate, but if it's anything to do with the new DC movies that came out, you can...
Wait, hold on. You wouldn't put an Aquaman poster up?
I haven't seen it yet, so I don't know.
You don't know? Well, I'm going to assume that it's not very good.
Reviews say otherwise, my friend. And
really?
Ticket sales. It's no beating... Way. The pre-sales apparently have beaten Infinity War and Black Panther.
No.
And Wonder Woman.
Dude, where did my pipe go?
Couldn't tell you.
And stuff. Well, that was an interjection. Still, I don't think that's true. Here's what throws me off. Aquaman is the least favorite character.
And that's why it's going to be successful.
You think that's it?
Because they're going to make a terrible character look amazing.
Okay. We'll go see it and then we'll...
That's leading into another segment is movie reviews.
Yeah, I have that on the list. Well, let me see where that is. Let me see the list. Oh, it's actually towards the bottom of my list. Let me see. Where'd it go? Highly cynical reviews of movies and games we couldn't actually make but feel victimized by having wasted our time. That was the segment, I thought.
That's a great segment.
I thought that was good. So there'll be some of that. Here's another one that I thought would be interesting, and we might have to talk about this. Insightful political discussions.
Yeah, it's just going to make me angry.
Yeah, well, here's the thing.
That's what people want to hear.
We really don't know anything about politics. That's why it's going to be fun.
Yeah. Because it's just going to be saying Russia over and over.
Exactly. Who's our president again?
The guy from Back to the Future.
Oh, Biff. Nice. Okay, cool. Well, that'll be fun. We'll talk about that. Yeah, and that'll be a good point of view because not many people get to hear stupid people talk about politics, right? That's kind of uncanny. Uncanny. Or is that a common thing?
Have you watched
nowadays?
The news lately?
Yeah, okay. Never mind. We'll fit right in.
We might be the smartest ones.
Okay. Well, here's something I thought we might add to the podcast this year. Highly controversial statements that have to be edited. Are you cool with that?
Yeah.
I also have a sound machine that we're adding this year.
Oh, geez. Here we go.
That I got as an early Christmas present.
Buckle up, everybody.
So every time... Well, I got to find the right one. I think it's this one. So every time Matt says something inappropriate, you're going to hear... Whoops, wrong one.
And we're off to the races, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, that actually wasn't it. Oh, I think it's this one. Nope, not that one either. Hey, we're working sound machines out.
We're professionals.
We got this. Dude, I don't know what it is. Was it this one? There it is.
There it is.
Matt said something extremely controversial.
Because it's going to happen.
And then, just for fun, because we've been playing Red Dead a lot, every time we say something super Red Dead-ish, Arthur Morgan style. Hey, boy.
I don't think it picked
up. Hey, mister.
Hey, mister. Howdy.
Howdy, partner. Yeah, so that's going to be a big thing we do. Anyway.
Yeah, I don't know if it... I don't know.
That sound machine might work good. And then when I say something extremely insightful... Yay!
There it is.
Record in front of a live studio audience. Anyway, so I thought that was good. Here's another thing that I thought we could add, which probably won't ever happen because I don't think it's appropriate anymore and we're not kids. Phone call pranks.
Yeah, probably not.
Yeah, we'll start with
that. Because I got a story for you about that.
Okay. Do you want to go into that?
Yeah. So I was 16, just about 17 years old. And I had one of those Nextel phones. I think I might have told this story on here
before.
The
ones with the walkie-talkie?
Yeah, the little, the boop-boop, yeah. One of those. And I decided to prank phone call somebody on Direct Connect.
What does that mean?
The little walkie-talkie thing. So I put a random number in.
No way, you can do that?
Oh, yeah, you can do that. It's like coastal walkie-talkie, coast to coast.
That was cool. Why'd they get rid of that?
Because Apple stole, I don't know.
I don't know why that went away. Because
there's apps. Everything's apps-wise.
Yeah, I guess that's true.
Anyway, so I was dumb. I had a Nextel because I was a cool kid, I guess. And
I had one too. But that was like 2010.
Yeah, this was like 2002.
Yeah, I was a little behind.
Yeah. Anyway. So I had one of these phones because all my friends had them. So we were like, yeah, let's get Nextel so we could talk to each other in cool ways throughout school and get kicked out and yelled at. So I had this Nextel. I made a bad call one day to show off, and I walkie-talked this guy and said I was getting beat up in a van at the local mall, and he decided, being in Buffalo, to call the troopers.
Oh, wow.
And said troopers sent out had the helicopter on standby and drove, and then they drove to said local mall, and I got a year of probation and arrested for it.
I think you also got an article in the newspaper written about
it. I do.
I remember reading that article.
Yeah.
Yeah, years later after you sent it to me. But still.
So prank phone calls.
Those are out.
Oh, those are out.
All right. Now, this part segment might be a little wishful thing.
Unless we just prank phone call the same person over and over again that we know.
Gabe? Prank call Gabe. All right. That'll be a new podcast, prank call Gabe. So this one's a little high. It's shooting for the stars, literally. I say we have celebrity guests like Kanye, Jordan Peterson, Neil deGrasse Tyson, Ellen DeGeneres, and Roseanne. What do you think?
Roseanne scares the crap out of me.
Dude, she does too. Me too. That's why I assume we should have her on.
I don't know if I could do that.
We could all take some Ambien and just rock it. Not even remember the podcast.
I was thinking Rosie O'Donnell.
Yeah, she scares me.
Yeah, Rosie would be cool.
Yeah, she would be cool. Yeah, she still scares me.
Yeah.
And I assume that's probably not going to happen. We're not going to have any. But we will have guests.
Yeah, we will have guests throughout the year.
Probably Gabe.
Probably Gabe.
That'd be...
Probably...
Phone call. We could have people like Travis come back.
We can have Travis. Because Travis was a good episode.
Yeah. I'll tell you what.
Did that one actually go up?
I think so, yeah. The AI episode.
Yeah, that one went up. That was a good one.
Let's. Do you want to be in charge of guests? This is your basement. So
yeah,
I'm not going to invite random people.
I don't care who you invite here.
Okay, well, you'll be in charge of the guests.
If I don't like them, I'll tell them I don't like them, and they can still come over.
That's true.
Because that's how I roll.
Now, tell me what you think about this. Let's do a live podcast recording from the Podcast Awards this year.
We would have to get nominated.
Oh, we will, my friend.
So everybody out there listening, all three of you and Doug, nominate the hell out of us.
Do it. We need that. We need that. We need that. We need it.
Or we're going to take another year off and do this all over again.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that might be the best idea, actually. Let's take a whole another year off and come back.
We made it 25 minutes, folks.
We did it. We did it.
There it is.
I got one last thing. And I thought, since we'll spark up the Patreon again, just so Doug can help us out.
Because...
Here's the thing. I was thinking about gifts for the Patreon. So when you join the Patreon, what would you like to put up for a gift? So Patreon listeners, they can anticipate when we put the Patreon
underwear.
Up, what, underwear.
Not
used?
Not used. We'll give them...
There might be a market for that.
There's definitely a market for that.
Not by us.
Not our market. Yeah, we'll definitely do like a Patreon with gifts once we get some actual traction again. And...
Well, I had some ideas.
See,
for gifts.
The cool thing about the gifts is we have a very talented artist sitting right across from me.
Just hit the mic.
Yeah, I've done it.
Actually,
like
that was on my list of gifts. I'm down for like tossing some prints out.
Yeah,
you'd have to go. I don't really make prints in my normal art, but I do have an art.
Shameless plug yourself.
Shameless plug myself.
Do All it. Right.
So
do
if
it.
You're if you want to check out some, I make this. It's a side project where I start doing like antique journal style art. Oh, so anyone listening, you guys probably don't know me. So, it's hard saying that you're an artist.
Do it.
It just makes you
do it because you are. Because I have a piece of your art on my wall and another one ready to go up.
So I've been painting for a minute and I've sold some paintings.
That makes you an artist.
$200. That makes me an artist. Right?
Anything over $20, because
I could probably that takes the line from being just someone who makes crafts into someone who makes art, and that's kind of the line I was banking for. Anyway, I have a side project, and you can check it out at Instagram at Art by Oscar. That's OSKER. So it's basically
like the band, people.
Like the band, yeah. Freaking love that. That's my favorite band. That's why I named it after that. Anyway, the art is kind of journal style. It's like old antique journal style. So basically, it's an image. Either a pop culture reference or something I came up myself with writings, and then all the edges are burned, so it looks like a journal that was pulled out of a fire, and it's this old antique stuff. Anyway, we'll post something or something. I don't know. You can go follow it. I thought that would be a cool gift, maybe a print of something like that if you joined. Also, I got a few other things. I thought, what if anyone who joins Patreon gets a random coffee cup that I pick up from a thrift store?
There you go.
That was a pretty cool thing.
Some old ladies use coffee cup.
I thought so. Like, welcome to Milwaukee, and you get that. You know,
and
like you
get
that from us.
We're nowhere near Milwaukee.
We're not. Then the last thing, I was like, man, I'm really coming out with things to give away. I also have a title to a 83 Bronco that I'm not doing anything with. It's in a shop in San Antonio. And
so if you're in Texas.
If you're in San Antonio and you're looking for a 83 Bronco 4x4, all the gaskets are blown, so you might want to change those. But here's the thing. It's been at a shop since we left San Antonio.
Which is how many years ago?
Two
years ago.
And he's been, actually, I dropped it off to him about 6 months before. So 2.5 years, he's been holding on to it.
It's gone.
With the promise of me having enough money for him to rebuild the engine. Anyway, here's the thing. He's probably not going to let me walk off with it for free. He's probably going to charge me a storage. So if you want the title to a 83 Bronco 4x4 XLT, you might have to pay some storage costs. Anyway, that's all on our Patreon.
Hey, if you give us a high enough donation,
like a good $50, then you're getting this
50
title.
Bucks. You're lowballing that.
Well,
they're
going to have to spend a good grand just to get it
that's
out
what
of
I'm
storage.
Saying. You give us the money, we'll get it out of storage, you just go pick it up.
Oh, that's true. We could do that.
Yeah.
Wait, how are we getting it? No, they're going to have to. I don't want to deal with that. I won't deal with that. But if they like the show enough and they're like, hey, I want to support these guys and I want them to have a cool prank. Think of stories about us going down. We could podcast on the road as
we could totally podcast
and road trip the Bronco back up here. Yeah. That's a good podcast.
Think about that.
Sponsored by you guys. You guys want to hear us podcast on the road in an 83 Bronco as we slowly have to repair it all the way back up to New York?
That thing is going to overheat like you wouldn't believe.
Nah, man. We got buckets of water in the back. We'll be fine. Anyway, so that's what I have this planned. That's what I have planned for 2019. You got anything to add? You want to add anything new?
No.
No?
I mean, I'm ready. I'm ready for 2019.
Dude, I am too. So you got any resolutions? Anything you want to change?
I don't do resolutions.
I don't either.
No.
I'm pretty awesome as is.
Yeah. Why do I need to do resolutions? It's just a list of stuff that I'm going to do anyways.
If I change what I do now, then I might be less awesome.
Yeah.
I don't want to do that.
No, nobody wants to do that.
Be more narcissistic. That's my resolution.
There it is.
Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know. Do you want to call this as a teaser trailer or do you want to get into a Christmas topic?
Let's give them a little bit of a Christmas topic.
You want a little bit of Christmas topic?
We're only 30 minutes in.
Only 30? Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's good. Okay, so do you want to talk about the war on Christmas or do you want to talk about Hellboy, the trailer leaking?
Did you watch the trailer?
No, I haven't. But apparently
it's real. It's real campy and B-movie-like, oh, which is cool. They do a really good job.
Really?
Because I was like, this is going to be stupid because I like the original Hellboy movies.
Really?
I was like, they're good. I like the whole character of Hellboy. He's the reluctant hero. He's kind of a demon, but turned good, and he's helping people.
Yeah, I get that. His horns are cut off.
His horns are cut off, and he's got a really cool hand and a sweet gun. Like, he's good. This one.
Who's the actor? Mickey Rourke, right?
And which one? The original ones? Ron Perlman.
No, maybe not the originals. Like the early 2000s.
Yeah, it's the original ones.
What I think is Mickey Rourke. Who's Mickey Rourke?
He's the dude that was Whiplash in Iron Man 2.
Oh, man.
Guy with the messed up face.
Yeah. Okay. I thought that was the actor for...
No, it's Ron Perlman from like Sons of Anarchy.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that makes sense.
And Beast from Beauty and the Beast in the 90s.
Really?
Yeah.
He did the voice?
No, he did the they put makeup on him.
You said Beauty and the Beast in the 90s.
Not the...
That's a cartoon.
Buddy. No, not the cartoon, the TV show. There was a TV show of Beauty and the Beast.
It was a TV show.
And he had makeup on and it was Ron Perlman.
I did not know that. There was a TV show. That's pretty cool. Well, I haven't watched it yet, but I did see it leaked. And so...
I saw it when it leaked the first time, when it was all grainy and like after one of the Comic-Cons. I can't remember which. I think it was New York Comic-Con. It's way more violent and way more campy humor, which I kind of like. It reminds me of like Evil Dead and Ash kind of.
Oh, very nice.
Which is.
Okay, so almost like a comedy comic book style.
Yeah, kind of.
Yeah. I think I could dig that, dude.
Yeah, it comes out in like April.
If they do it well.
Yeah.
If they do it well. You know what the problem is? Here's another problem with us starting right now and not starting back in Halloween is we went and saw the movie Halloween.
We did.
And as far as like campy. It did it right.
It did everything right.
It did everything right.
But the good thing is it's coming out on Blu-ray, I think, next week.
We should watch it again.
Oh, I'm buying it.
Yeah.
We're going to watch it again. We can put a sheet right there and watch it on the projector.
We could MSK 3000 it.
We could.
The whole time. But we'd have to link it with the video for people to enjoy that. Yeah. They wouldn't just not want us to hear talk about.
I'll call Nate.
Oh, he stabbed him in the throat. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no. He made a jack-o'-lantern out of his head.
Anyway, if you haven't seen Halloween, the new one, it's good.
It's,
matter of fact, got good reviews by everybody, it did. Didn't it?
It was well-liked by everybody.
Yeah.
And the craziest thing is Danny McBride, the comedian from Eastbound and Down, Tropic Thunder,
yeah.
Pineapple Express, all those movies, co-wrote the movie.
Really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
He co-wrote the movie.
We should have him as on a guest.
I would love to have him as a guest.
Like, am I dyslexic? Am I worse tonight?
A little bit.
Yeah, jeez. I'm just like mixing them all up. All right, man. Well, I want to know your thoughts. What's your thoughts on Old Christmas?
Old Christmas.
St. Nick and stuff like that. Did you grow up doing the Santa Claus thing?
I did grow up doing the Santa Claus thing until probably about age 3 when I realized, spoiler alert, my mother was buying me all my gifts.
Yeah, because Santa Claus wouldn't visit you.
Yeah, because I was a jerk.
You were a jerk.
I still am a jerk.
A little bit. He doesn't visit you anymore, does he?
No, he doesn't.
Well, I know, like, we're both Christians.
Yeah.
And I know a lot of my friends who are Christians did not grow up with Santa Claus. And that kind of breaks my heart a little bit.
Yeah.
Because I enjoyed it as a kid.
I mean, Santa Claus itself is a good, like, he's a jolly fat guy who brings you stuff.
Yeah. Well, here's the argument is people are like, well, if you treat Santa Claus as a fictional character as a Christian, you grow up, you think he's in the same category as Jesus.
I never thought that.
I never did either.
I never thought that Santa Claus was Jesus or God or anything other than a fat dude who ate my cookies and brought me toys.
Yeah, that's kind of a jerk move, though. He eats cookies. Yeah. But you leave him out.
You leave him out.
What if he ate cookies you didn't leave out? Now, that would be a totally new take.
Like, he goes in your cabinets, and you go in there, and you're like, where the hell are all my Oreos?
Dude, what happened? All the insides
are ripped
out.
Was Santa drunk?
Actually, let's be honest. Santa probably is drunk most of the time. I know I would be.
The dude works for, like, 48 hours.
After the first 6 hours of visiting towns and, like, falling down.
No, he's drunk 363 days a year.
I'd have to be hammered just to go down.
Because he's not making toys. He's just a UPS driver.
Really? He's, yeah, exactly.
He's not making the toys. He's got a bunch of little midgets. Well, little people.
We had this conversation about pickles, didn't we?
Oh, I can say midget on here. We talked about it.
Didn't they? Wait, we had a whole thing about, what were they called?
Yeah, the sweet midgets.
Sweet midgets. Yeah, midgets is legit. Yeah. That's okay, right?
I don't care.
I can't keep track of this anymore.
Oh. Reminds me. So we watched that International House of Prayer, the IHOP thing on our TV.
Yeah.
Wife watches it all the time. I put it on Sunday morning.
I got my feelings about that one.
Yeah. Take the theology out of it.
Here's the
thing. It's cool because it's just 24 hours of worship. It's good to put on in the background.
It's good.
Anyways, the whole point of this.
Francis Chan didn't speak at it one time, and that redeemed it for me.
The whole point.
Anyway, continue.
They had a little person drummer playing drums on worship, and I was engrossed.
Here's the thing. I'm going to ask the question all the listeners are thinking at this point in time, and it may be insensitive. Were the drums little as well?
They were not. I think he was sitting on a phone book. There it is. There's your sound bite.
Hold on. Where's that thing at? Whoa!
Hey!
Wait. How did he reach the pedals?
I mean, their pedals aren't that far away. He wasn't, like, super little.
I think that's almost insensitive they didn't give him a little drum set.
I think it's better they didn't because people wouldn't worship. They would just be like, holy hell, that guy's real small. Why is his drum smaller than the other guys?
You know what? I'm going to go and put that on the worshiper themselves. They need to get their hearts right because if they have to be distracted by a drummer with a little drum set, that's like you. You're a big guy. Imagine you having an oversized drum set, which might actually be a genius idea.
I have one.
Think about that.
I have one.
And a drum set XL?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well. See that one behind me?
Yeah, that one that in the storage with all the boxes. Yeah.
Yeah, that one there is a 22-inch kick drum, which is normal sized.
Okay.
I have a 26, so I could fit that in there
and
still have 2 inches around.
Here's a good question. Did the advancement of sizes of drums, bass drums, correlate with the sizes of rims? Because I remember when 20s were a thing, and then it was 22s.
No,
and
now it's like back in the 70s, John Bonham.
40-something.
Yeah, it was insane. Yeah. So it started with John Bonham, I think, was the big. Well, 24 was kind of like the top.
Mm.
That was like Buddy Rich, Big Band era, Gene Krupa, those kind of guys. And then you get John Bonham, who is a saint.
Yeah,
amongst men.
He's big. Him and Neil Peart, right?
Yeah, Neil Peart's another one. Neil Peart had three different sizes. He's good. All right. Travis Barker is the modern good drummer.
Thank you. Okay.
He is. But John Bonham did stuff to music that wasn't done before.
Okay.
People still try to figure out how he's doing some of the beats that he did.
So did Rush.
That was before Rush.
Really?
Yeah.
Still, Rush brings it up a notch.
Oh, yeah.
Because that was some weird beats. And then you have, like, a weird tool. Like,
well,
because
he was doing different time signatures.
Dude, straight up weird time
signatures. He was doing, like, 15-7 or, like, some crazy time signatures that you don't even think of. But anyways, John Bonham, he was the quintessential guy with big drums. It was 26 by 18 kick drum, yeah, or 14 kick drum, depending on this kit. And then 13 inch rack tom, 16-18 floor tom, all big cymbals, big hi hats, nice, and just the big old metal snare, like just crazy, just
nice,
crazy. So, in my infinite wisdom, I went out and bought shells and made my own 26 inch kit that I never use because I need to redo it.
Well, that's still nice.
Yeah.
That's pretty rad. I never thought about drums being that intricate. I guess you have like guitars and you have, I never really got the idea of like, well, I'm not really that much of a good guitarist. I used to play in bands, but the bands I played in were punk bands, which it didn't matter what your guitar you had.
No.
Just as long as you played
play
it
four
as
chords.
Loud and fast.
Yeah.
And so I jammed.
It wasn't until I started doing worship drums that I cared about my sound.
Mm.
When I was playing hardcore, when I was playing punk, when I was playing metal, they as fast and as loud and as big as I could get them to sound, I would.
It's the same thing when I went to acoustic and worship.
Yeah.
Mostly acoustic. I really started looking at my strings and and guitar sounds. And you really can tell the difference between that stuff. We turned into a music band. That's the cool thing about Mad Hattercast. You get a little bit of everything.
It's a smorgasbord of fun.
Of really good stuff.
Yeah.
Really good stuff.
You got two talented guys sitting here with a wealth of information about nothing.
And you're probably stuck in traffic on your way to your holiday party or whatever. Yeah. And so this is just keeping you entertained.
This is good stuff.
Patreon account is... No, just joking. I don't actually know what our Patreon is.
I don't even remember.
We'll put it up on Instagram because that's the only one I actually know it is. We'll shout that out at the end. So I have something I want to talk about, the Christmas controversy.
Yeah.
There's a few things. One of them is the whole taking Christ out of Christmas. How do you feel about Xmas, bro?
I'm not against the whole Xmas thing because it's easier to type and we live in a world where we text everybody.
Yeah.
It's when you go and you say, you know what really happy holidays.
That bothers you, dude?
That bothers me.
Doesn't bother me.
Because it's Christmas.
You don't have enough Jewish friends.
I have plenty of Jewish friends.
You don't say happy Hanukkah?
I tell them happy Hanukkah because I know they're Jewish. Jewish.
Yeah. Hey, can we take a side rant real quick?
Yeah.
I watched the SNL Christmas specials on Netflix or Hulu or whatever the other day, and they had Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song. Dude, phenomenal for the time. That song is genius. That guy is such a good writer.
Speaking of that, I think today or yesterday is the 20th anniversary of Chris Farley passing.
And pour one out for one's homies.
Yeah. He was 33.
Basement though.
It's the same age as us.
Dude. Wow.
Yeah.
Freaking Chris Farley.
And also, speaking of Chris Farley, I watched Adam Sandler's special on Netflix. The most recent one where...
Yeah, I haven't seen that yet. Is it
it's
good?
Really good. It's really funny. And surprisingly, because most of the stuff that Adam Sandler's come out with recently has been trash.
Yeah, the movie-wise, yeah.
Movie-wise, it's just been... It's not what it used to be. But this was really cool because they'd show his whole comedy special in different venues. And it would be seamless.
Really?
And... It was really cool because, like, towards the end, he did, like, a tribute to Chris Farley. Like, he plays songs through it, and he does, like, comedy bits and just Adam Sandler being Adam Sandler. And there was, like, a good 6 to 8 minute song just about Chris Farley, and I was in tears. I'm not ashamed to say it.
I'm not going to lie. That would make me cry. Name one celebrity that's still alive. When they die, you're going to cry.
Harrison Ford.
God, dude. He died fictionally, and I freaking cried.
Yeah. Mark Hamill.
There's a few. Sean Connery, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to freaking hurt when Sean Connery dies.
I'm not going to. You know which one really got me this? I think it was this year. It was Anthony Bourdain.
Really? I never watched anything yet.
If you watch Parts Unknown, you would fall in love with him. Because it's basically us traveling and eating food.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It's good stuff.
Yeah, that would have hurt me. If I didn't really watch anything Anthony Bourdain did, but I could see that being painful. back to Adam Sandler. Favorite Adam Sandler movie, and I swear if you get this one wrong, this is going to be rough. I know the best and first Adam Sandler movie that was the greatest movie. It's still the greatest movie.
Happy Gilmore.
Yeah, Happy Gilmore. Yeah.
But my, I think one of my favorite is still Waterboy.
Waterboy was great, dude. Yeah, that was There was a streak he had, like Happy Gilmore, Billy Madison, Waterboy. I actually like Little Nicky.
Little Nicky was good.
That one was pretty good.
That one, that was like his last good one. Oh, yeah. Big Daddy was good, too.
Big Daddy was good. Yeah. Scuba Steve.
Scuba Steve.
Yeah.
Hip Hop Anonymous.
He did make one serious movie that
Punch Drunk Love.
Was that the one?
Yep. That was the one.
Are you sure?
I'm 120%
Is that the one where he... All right, explain that movie.
You're not thinking Click with the remote. No. That one made me cry.
That one was rough, though.
That was real rough. But yeah. I don't remember...
That had Kate Beckinsale, though, didn't it?
Yeah, it was his wife in the movie.
See, that seemed to be too unrealistic.
And Salma Hayek and Grown Ups doesn't?
I never saw Grown Ups.
Yeah, go watch Grown Ups because it's Adam Sandler, David Spade, Kevin James.
Hold on, I don't think Punch Drunk Love. Explain the premise of Punch.
I honestly don't remember it.
Okay, well that's not the one I'm thinking of.
That's the only serious one. Unless you're thinking of Jim Carrey doing Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Hold on, I'm looking it up.
Or number 23.
I need you to fill some time.
I'm filling time. Yeah. So to get back to the whole Christmas thing, while David's looking this up. The whole taking Christ out of the Christmas thing, it's going back to the consumerism of our country.
I got it.
It's Punch Drunk Love.
Rain Over Me.
Oh, I don't even think I saw that.
That movie, and spoiler alert, it came out. Dude. But also had another famous actor. It came out in 2007. It had Iron Man, Warhammer, Don Cheadle in it.
Oh, okay.
And Mike Binder.
I don't know who that is.
No, it's another guy. Jada Pinkett Smith in it. Liv Tyler. A huge cast, man.
Yeah,
I don't think Donald Sutherland. Jonathan Banks, he was in it. Paula, there's some other people.
Banks that kid from Jerry Maguire?
No, he's an old guy. Okay. Anyway, so this movie. Dude, what? So it's basically about this guy, and it was Adam Sandler's best serious movie ever.
Really?
Yeah, because he... it's been so long. But basically... He was like a dentist or something like that, but then he lost his mind. He ended up becoming like a part-time homeless person in New York City and runs into a colleague.
How do you become a part-time homeless person?
I'll tell you in a minute. He like became an extreme introvert and like disturbed.
Yeah.
And he runs into Don Cheadle, which is a buddy from college. And Don Cheadle is trying to help him get his mental health together. And it doesn't find out till later that the reason why he went insane is because his family died during 9/11.
Oh, I do remember that.
Oh my God, what a movie.
I do remember that movie.
Oh, that movie was amazing. Anyway, Adam Sandler's best. I never saw Punch Drunk Love.
That was before that, I think.
Really?
Yeah.
Because that was Adam Sandler's best real movie.
I do remember that movie now. I don't remember seeing it, but I remember... I probably didn't see it because I knew it was going to be...
Dude.
Rough.
Oh, man, was it rough. I'm going to totally mess you up with this one. Hold on, I'm also looking something else up.
These mic stands suck, by the way.
They do.
Freaking
so
terrible.
I can't find it.
There's the brightness on my computer.
I'm looking for something. I can't.
How's the internet working down here?
Well, I'll look this up in a minute. I want to get your thoughts on this real quick. So did you know, first of all, hey, what are you thinking? What are you doing? What are you doing over there?
Just looking.
All right, I'm going to fill space. But I need you to pay attention to this because it has a lot to do with Xmas. So Christmas, I did a ton of research. I got like 6 pages I wrote handwritten over here.
Holy crap.
Yeah, there's a lot. Anyway, so and just for all my research.
There we go. Give it up for David.
Thank you. Give it up for David and all his research. So Christmas actually wasn't a very Christmas holiday back in the day. You know, it didn't become a holiday until like 1830 in the United States. Yeah, Christmas was, I mean, everyone has the whole like, it's a pagan holiday, winter solstice and all that. I get that. That's fine. You know, and like, and the Christians took it and made it into a Jesus thing. And rightfully so. You know, pagan holidays, they are what they are. We made it better. I'm going to go and say that. Christians rocked it.
They did.
You take Santa Claus and Jesus, they're hanging out. It's a good time. It's really about Jesus' birthday, which didn't actually happen in December. We don't have to go into that.
We're not going into that now because it was June. Keep going.
Yeah. Anyway, so did you know that the Xmas actually derived from the Greek word for Jesus, which is starts with a capital X?
It does.
Yeah. And so basically back in, and I have this written down somewhere, back in like the 1600s, someone actually referred to Christmas as Xmas. Oh, 1021. By a Samuel Coley. That might be wrong. He used Xmas in the letter. And the reason he used Xmas in the letter is because X actually, in that time, was abbreviated for Jesus. So when people say Xmas, they're actually saying Jesus.
Jesus-mas.
Miss. Which is Christmas.
Christmas.
Yeah, so...
Christmas.
Actually...
Boom, full circle.
Full circle. So when people say happy Xmas or whatever... It's really just an abbreviation for Christ.
That's why I really don't have a problem with it.
I don't think I have a problem with it either. It's really
I have the happy holidays because it's like tiptoeing around the fact that it is Christmas and 90% of America celebrates Christmas.
That's true. That's true. I think the... I know what you're saying. You're saying probably the assumption that we're going to go and just play the soft card just in case.
Just the wussiness of going around, beating around the bush and being like, oh, happy holidays. Instead of saying, hey, Merry Christmas. Have a good Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, here's the thing that bugs me. Is most people who don't even... aren't Christian or doesn't, you know, or of other religions still celebrate Christmas.
Yeah.
Like other religions.
But that's where you come in with the whole consumerism thing, and it's just another day. Another shopping season.
So you should really say just happy shopping.
Happy shopping.
And that would be
happy mall trip.
Let's cut around the
bush.
Happy
debt.
Yeah, exactly.
Debt miss.
Anyway, I agree. Hold on. I need you to kill time. I'm looking this thing up. I want to talk about this because it's super important.
So to kill time, another...
Talk about Xmas, dude.
Another.
Rant about Xmas. Oh, that was a segment we were going to call.
I saved that one.
Oh, you say? Oh, we're not.
We're not telling them because that's.
Can we just give them the title? Well, do we have a title?
Do we come up with a title?
No, something about. I don't know.
I don't know. Never mind. Anyway, so
spoiler, you're not going to hear. It's
we're going to go back in this happy holidays thing because I'm going to get real angry.
Get on the happy holidays. Let's hear Matt's public service announcement of happy holidays.
So, happy holidays is just the wussy way of saying, "Hey, you celebrate something in December." Be proud of what you celebrate, man. If you celebrate Kwanzaa, celebrate Kwanzaa. If you celebrate Hanukkah, celebrate Hanukkah.
Dude, I got a whole thing about Kwanzaa, by the way.
I don't care what you guys celebrate, honestly. But when it comes down to it, Christmas is Christmas, and that's December. Soon as November 26th hits, or whatever the day after Thanksgiving is, everybody knows it's Christmas season. Black Friday, meant for Christmas. Leading up to Christmas... It's all about Santa, snow, candy canes, trees.
Dude, snow for real.
And gifts, as horrible as that is.
Well, that's kind of true. It's kind of.
Because that's the whole thing. Like the conspiracy. You know what really took Christ out of Christmas?
What?
The malls.
Yeah, I agree.
That's what did it.
You know, I'm going to be with you on that one. I think we agree. I can't find that thing I was looking for. But here's what I want to add to that. No, I don't really want to add anything. That's pretty perfect spot on.
That's it. That's our big conspiracy.
Do you think we should make...
It's like Hallmark making all these holidays.
So here's my solution for that. For Christmas, when giving gifts, you have to hand make everything.
Yeah, I'm not going to do that.
Yeah, screwed, bruh.
You know who does do that?
Me.
You.
Yeah.
And the Rices.
Yeah, people get crap
David
gifts
and,
from us.
Well, I'm not going to say their first name. their names.
I'm not going to say their names. But yeah, no, those people and me.
Yeah. They were telling us what they're making like these intricate wooden wind chimes and chess boards and stuff for people.
If I don't get one, I'm gonna be pissed.
Yeah, I was like, this is insane.
I'm probably not going to get one.
I'm not going to get one either.
So I found this funny thing, and this happened a few weeks ago. So on my Facebook feed, I got a lot of Christian friends and family because I'm from Texas.
Yeah.
And, you know,
I wonder
just
if
where I'm from.
Some pump sound comes through the thing.
I don't think so. Me tapping my pipe out might.
That definitely did.
Ding, 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 ding. And so I found this funny because it's a meme. And it is usually posted by Christians who are hardcore against like people celebrating in a pagan way, like the Christmas tree and the Santa.
That's just
and
ridiculous.
Elf on the freaking shelf.
So what are you supposed to do? Just
here's the thing.
Talk to me. How are you going to celebrate Christmas without decorating your house like Christmas?
Nativity scenes everywhere, bro.
That's it? Just 100 nativity scenes?
Yeah, why not?
That's crazy.
You could do it menorah.
Why would you? That's Hanukkah.
Yeah, well, Judeo-Christian.
It's Hanukkah.
I know a lot of Christian people who celebrate Hanukkah.
I know. It's because they're greedy and they want 8 days of gifts instead of one.
I kind of want 8 days of gifts.
I always wanted 8 days of gifts.
We got screwed, bro. Being Christians.
Yeah. Eternal life, salvation, all that stuff.
Yeah, well. I'm just saying, like, as far as holidays go, you know, like, Jewish traditions have Easter, tons of
ham.
Holidays.
You know you love ham.
Spiral ham.
Yeah. We didn't get screwed.
We didn't.
No, because all my Jewish friends were like, dude, Hanukkah's great, but it's 8 small gifts.
Like socks. And stuff.
Like socks and playing cards.
Can we take a side rant again?
Yeah.
When you were a kid, what was your favorite Christmas gift? And did you get anything crazy? Because I got some weird crazy
I grew
gifts.
Up an only child, and I was spoiled rotten.
Really?
So I got cool stuff all the time.
I don't want to say I got cool stuff, but I got some really cool stuff.
I don't know what my favorite... I'm trying to think. I remember. I remember my grandfather waiting out at Dwayne's Toyland, which doesn't exist anymore, because Amazon ruined toy stores for everybody.
No, that might be true, yeah.
Yeah, because every time I drive on Wolf Road, I see the empty shell of my childhood sitting there rotting.
R.I.P.
Jeffrey, we love you.
We love you, Jeffrey.
It was when Power Rangers was big.
Hold on.
And my grandfather...
Dude, were you a Power Ranger guy?
Oh, yeah, big time.
Dude, I was... Hold on. Because somehow I remember Power Rangers being like, if you like Power Rangers, you got made fun of when I was in that age.
Yeah, it's because you didn't
I think
have...
I was right on the borderline, or at least my school I went to was
so
harsh.
Power Rangers, I think, came out in 94. So I was about 10 years old. I gotta look. Hold on.
Nine,
10 years old. Anyway, so my grandfather... waited outside Dwayne's Toyland to get me like the droid, the Zord, the what are they?
Zorg.
Zords.
Was that him?
It was the Zords.
The Zord, I don't remember.
When did this come out? Oh my God, this is going to drive me nuts.
Another side rant. The white Power Ranger
was the best thing in the world.
Are you racist?
No, because he was green before.
Dude, he turned into white and made him ultra strong. Do you remember the movie that came out? The Power Ranger
Which
movie?
Which one?
The original one? The original Power Ranger movie.
1993 this came out, so I was 8 years old.
See, I think I was at the age where you were like 8 years old, so that means I was in third grade.
Yeah. There's no way that you would have gotten made fun of for Power Rangers.
I remember.
It's because you lived in Texas, and if you didn't...
No, at that time I was in Connecticut.
Oh, then you went to a weird school.
I did go to a weird school.
Because everybody was trying to
Dean's
beat the
Mill.
Crap.
Holla. Sorry.
Because everybody was trying to beat the crap out of each other, ninja style.
I was hated as a kid, so I might have just got made fun of.
That there it is.
I was trying to pick up someone lower
now
than
it's
me.
Become Matt and Dave's therapy session.
Yeah.
Anyways, so Power Rangers came out in 93. TV show was only 3 seasons long. Biggest toy boom for that time was the droids and the White Ranger, the Green Ranger sword, the White Ranger sword.
Dude,
so my grandpa
yes.
knocked it out of the park and got me all of it.
Really?
All of it. Like the Megazord, the Dragon Zord. He got me the White Tiger Zord. He got me friggin' Saba, the White Ranger sword that talked. It was a lion head. On the end of the sword, and you press the button, and the mouth moved, and it said things.
What?
They re-released it like 2 years ago, and I was forbidden from buying it because it was $250.
Good God.
Yeah, because but they made it like die-cast, and it was like legit. Anyways, so that was probably the coolest Christmas, I think. Yeah, it was pretty cool.
That's pretty rad. I got some weird stuff growing up. We didn't have a lot of money, but my dad really liked Christmas, so he'd go a little bit all out. One year, I got a go-kart.
That's amazing.
Yeah, it got me in a lot of trouble.
Oh, yeah.
I remember there was a story. I think that might have been my favorite gift. Although I did have a separate gift that was a little bit smaller, more compact, that was my favorite toy.
Yeah.
I guess go-karts can be considered toys.
They are definitely toys.
I got sick one day during school, and I got better around noon. Wink, wink.
Yeah. AKA, I didn't want to go to school.
I didn't actually want to go to school. I just pretended to be sick. I think I was home alone. Either way, I got my go-kart, and I was like, I'm going to ride this thing around the neighborhood. It was around 3:30, 4 o'clock, and the buses were going by, right? And so, my sisters, because I got sisters, I had three. One of them got a trampoline that year. So I had a trampoline and a go-kart. I don't know where my dad got that cash. That's a lot of money. That's like $200 for a go-kart.
That's a good
amount.
Because now, like, inflation, you know, it's probably like $600, $700 for that go-kart.
Yeah, he went all out. He must have got some kind of bonus. I don't know. Whatever. Yeah. So, sister's got a trampoline and a go-kart. So, I remember driving my go-kart around the neighborhood, and I was like, vroom, vroom, doing my thing. And then a bus was there, right? And this is before, I was like, let's see, I was probably about 12, 13. And I had my go-kart, and I was running around the neighborhood waiting for the buses because I knew all my friends were going to be on the bus. And I was
you wanted to show off on a go-kart.
Dude, I straight up wanted to show off. Extremely narcissistic. Let's see where I come from. And the bus was pulling up to do a stop to let kids off, right? And the bus stop sign comes out, and I'm behind the bus because all my kids are all my friends are flipping me off. And I'm like, and they're all like sticking middle fingers and writing notes and slamming them against the back window. And the bus comes to a stop. Stop sign thing comes out, and I'm like, whatever, I don't even know what that means. I can't read. And I just punched it around the bus.
At 13. I can't read.
I can't read that. And I don't know laws. And so I just punched it around the bus, went around it, and I'm laughing and waving. And I cruise around the bus, right? And I go around the corner, and then there's my house. So I skid into the driveway, right?
Tokyo Drift.
Yeah, Tokyo Drift style, Vin Diesel. I just into it. Like, I don't even know if I shut off. Probably just let it run. It bumped into the garage. I hopped out, jumped on the trampoline, and was bouncing on the trampoline as the bus pulled up to let my neighbors off. And as they got off, the lady in the bus driver rolled the window down and yelled at me for running the stop sign on the bus and said she was going to contact the school and get my parents involved for me breaking the law. And I was terrified.
I would have thrown eggs at the bus. That's the type of kid I was.
I was scared, dude. I went, I cowered very quickly because I thought I was going to jail. I was like, I'm going, this is juvie time. Juvie time. I ran a stop sign on a bus, going to juvie. And but man, for a good solid minute there, going
dude, it's
from,
a hefty fine running a stop sign on a bus.
Go kart.
My buddy did it.
Trampoline.
My buddy did it in high school. He was just like,
did he do it in a go kart?
No, he didn't do it in a go kart. He did it in a Monte Carlo. Freaking
not the same thing.
Yeah, pretty much the same thing, just way bigger engine. Mm-hmm. So he blew past a bus because he's like, I'm not waiting for this thing. These kids are going over there. He knew the kid that was getting off. Mm-hmm. $370, and that was in 2003.
Good Lord.
Yeah.
Jeez.
So that was what, 14 years ago? No, more than that. 2003, 16. Holy shit, I'm old.
Yeah. They're old, dude. You know, I passed up my 15-year. Wait, no, is my 15-year coming up?
2003. 15-year high school?
10-year anniversary was 2 years ago. 2 years ago.
Oh, yeah. That's dude. Nuts.
Dude, old.
Old.
They sent out a group message. For my 10-year anniversary, they're like, hey, and this is back in Texas. I'm not in Texas anymore. But
wait, 10-year high school?
Yeah, so I graduated 2003, so it was 2013. Oh, my God, I passed my 15-year up.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Dude, so it's maybe 16 years this year.
Oh, jeez.
Because I graduated the same year.
Okay, so the message, so that was like last year. The message was about the 15-year reunion, whatever they do. And they all like messaged everybody in the class because Facebook does that now. And they're like, we're putting together the 15-year reunion. Who's coming? What's all the stuff involved?
Not me.
And on the page I posted, I said, we're at 15 years already. I got to get my life together. I'll see you guys at the 20. And that's what I posted. And it was actually pretty funny. A little bit of a class clown in the school, so I lived up to that rep. So what I was going to say about the Christmas thing. So there was a Facebook post I got on my Facebook feed about 2-3 weeks ago. And it was a meme, not a meme, it was like a little picture thing. And it said like, Christmas, and it had like Jesus, like a nativity scene, and then it had like the tree is like Yule, like had the winter solstice. Stuff
yeah,
like
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So it's one of those things you think like hardcore Christians are like, you need to not.
Yeah,
tree's evil.
Tree's evil. This is what this means. This is a pagan holiday, right? But it wasn't posted by a Christian. It was posted by a girl that I'm Facebook friends with, who's a legit pagan, and she's actually pissed that Christians are celebrating her holiday.
Oh, okay.
The way she celebrates it. And I was like, what a flip. Like, what a turn. Because
that's
totally
what I was wondering.
Thought.
Is there people out there that are like, screw Christians because
they took our holiday.
They took our holiday.
She was legit pissed that Christians were out buying Christmas trees. How funny is that?
That's like us showing up at Halloween and being like, no, Jesus rose on the third day. He's a ghost now.
Dude.
So this is our holiday.
This is ours. Or All Hallows Eve. Like, you guys meet, technically, Halloween falls on Reformation Day. So everyone who's out there, like, prancing around in Halloween costumes, you should be dressed up like Martin Luther.
There you go.
And nailing theses on the Vatican stuff, being like, you guys are wrong. Should be doing that. We should take it back. We should take Halloween back.
I'm not taking Halloween back. I love Halloween.
Dude, Halloween's the best. Halloween's the best.
That's why I just want to get candy again.
Candy's,
you know,
the best. Yeah, I'm getting candy. Every Christmas, me and my wife, we fill each other's stockings up with just terrible stuff that's bad for you.
Yeah.
Like enormous, like king size, and then they have the, you've seen the Hershey Kisses.
Oh, yeah,
like,
yeah. Yeah, like 3 pound Hershey Kisses.
She asked me, she was like, you want one of these? And I was like, how often do I eat Hershey Kisses?
Once a year.
Once a year. But I also eat like 20 at a time.
Oh, yeah.
It would make sense to eat one giant.
Just one giant one for the whole year.
For the whole thing.
That's
the way to do it. And then I thought, what about making a s'more with a giant Hershey Kiss?
You literally take like,
it'd be like a Subway sandwich.
Oh, I got the idea. You get two of the graham cracker crusts.
Yeah, yeah, I'm with you.
You put two of those Hershey Kisses and just fill that SOB
with just the
giant with marshmallows.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then put that in the oven.
Bake a s'mores casserole.
Yeah.
S'mores casserole. You've heard it first here on the Mad Hatter Cast. Mark that down.
Mark it down because that's happening.
You're going to see it on a Facebook video of some kind of tasty recipe.
Yeah.
A s'mores casserole.
And then we're going to today. Because I was going to say we're going to sue for it. So the guy from Fresh Prince, Carlton.
Oh, I heard about this.
Explain. So Fortnite is the big, Fortnite is the biggest game right now. I think it's in NBA 2K, whatever. It's nuts. So Carlton Banks decided that he's going to sue these giant games because his dance is being portrayed in these games, and he's working on getting intellectual property ownership of his dance, which is by far the craziest thing I've ever heard. It's out of control. It's a dance. You can't trademark a dance for a video game. It's just nuts. I just think it's crazy that somebody is crazy enough to money grab.
Well, he did create the dance.
Did he create the dance, or did the writers of the show create the dance?
No, he did that. That was him personally.
It was totally all him?
Yeah, but here's the thing that's throwing me off. He actually is in the process of copywriting.
Yeah, so that's what I said. He's not even copywriting it. He's literally trying to get intellectual property of this dance.
Yeah, but he's in the process of copyright.
And he's already put out a lawsuit.
Yeah, so how do you do that? How do you put, I mean, I guess
technically, if you have a patent in, and it's showing that you put that patent in, you can sue for that patent.
I don't think he put it in until after this whole thing started. Can you put a patent in after someone's already stolen it and put it on a video game?
I don't know. I'm not a lawyer.
I don't know how that works, but if someone
pulls
out a Mad Hatter cast that's better than ours, we're suing.
Oh, we're suing you hard.
So here's an idea. You guys should put, any of you rich people out there, you should start a Mad Hatter cast. Well, so we can see you, and it'll be great. Yeah, I don't know, man. But that is a famous dance, and he created it. I don't think anyone wrote
Fortnite. Have you ever played Fortnite?
Like twice over at Gabe's place.
Yeah, I played it like once or twice. Because one, I'm terrible at it. And two, I hate video games with cartoony graphics. Yeah. Unless it's like an old game that I know that you can't change.
Yeah. Like Banjo-Kazooie.
Yeah, like Nintendo games or stuff like that.
Yeah.
Even though I did get the Pokemon Let's Go, and I play that a lot, and it's cartoony as all cartoons, but
it's a little bit.
It's just one of those things where like you can't stop the machine, you know?
Yeah. Well, here's my question: they have a bunch of dances on Fortnite.
Oh, that's what I was trying to say. Like, there's
who invented
a ton.
Those? Did they?
There's people
those?
That are like, when Vine was a thing, became Vine famous,
yeah,
and started dances. His dance is on that
game.
Oh,
really?
Yeah.
So that's where they came from.
They came from like pop culture things.
Really?
And it's like,
I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
But
it's a freaking video game. Who cares?
Yeah, but if you were like, hey, I can make money off this, would you do it?
I mean, Fortnite is like almost one game of the year.
Dude, for a free game.
Is it free?
Well, they make all their money off microtransactions.
Of course they do.
But yeah, initially it's free. You can go download it right now and play. It was a free game from the beginning, still free. You can actually download it and play it for free, but that's the thing they got everybody.
They
added all kinds of costumes and dances and all that whatever BS microtransaction style. So
yeah, it's stupid. It's just dumb. I don't get it. I don't understand the whole craze of Fortnite.
Yeah. You know what my thing is? I did play it, and as I was playing with the controls, half of the game, which is actually a part of the title, is building walls and building like structures.
Yeah.
Right. And you collect materials, you like break down stuff, and you break boxes to break walls, and you collect the materials so you can build your own. And so as I was trying to do it, it's a lot of maneuvering.
It's a
and
lot
button
of controls.
Clicks.
It's like, yeah, Minecraft plus but the first-person shooter.
But you can always tell a difference between someone playing console and someone playing computer because, yeah, it's way faster when you're on computer. So, yeah, you have people building structures like walls and platforms. Like, if you ever watch those YouTube videos, they're like within seconds they're just building stuff. Yeah. Like, it's ridiculous.
And it's because they're kids and they have no life and that's what they're doing.
Well, they don't have any bills to pay and they don't have anybody to take care of.
And they're not working 70 hours, yeah, a week.
And you know the thing about getting shot up and beaten down by a third grader who just ends up calling you names that they shouldn't even know yet?
Yeah, but we were those third graders.
I didn't have the internet to do that when I was in third grade.
Not in third grade, but when I was a kid playing Halo online, like Halo 2, I was a jerk.
Dude, Halo 2 came out. You were probably 14.
Yeah.
That's different.
Yeah, but that was 30. That's it's like inflation. I was 14 at the time. It's like reverse inflation kind of.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was 14 at the time when Xbox Live came out.
Yeah.
And now kids are playing it at like 6.
Yeah, it's
weird. And those kids are way worse than I ever could have been.
That's actually my biggest argument against Sea of Thieves. So,
yeah.
Title Sea of Thieves. A lot of young kids playing that.
Because it's a cartoon game, man.
It kind of is, yeah, yeah, yeah. But it's fun. It's just, it's real, a lot of kids, man. It's a lot of kids. And I wish they had like an age group that you could hop on a server,
yes,
being like, I want to play with 30-year-olds. Like people
that
who are,
server would be so scarce.
No.
You
no.
Don't think so?
No way. No. If we got on Red Dead right now and we're like,
yeah,
nothing
but
30-year-olds. Sea of Thieves too. I've ran into like 30, 40-year-olds playing that, and they're like, hey, we're decent human beings. You know what the thing
that
kills me?
We know a guy who played 816 hours of Sea of Thieves this year.
He's in his 40s.
Ugh.
Yeah. Anyway, well, here's my concept. This is something we should probably bring up a podcast. This is a little bit more philosophical. It's not conspiracy, but could be. How come adults are more polite and respectful of other people, and kids are just terrible demons?
It's because their parents don't raise them correctly.
That could be it, but...
Or because they don't understand the ramifications of doing it online.
That could be one thing. We should talk about the ramifications of the internet nowadays. This seems like in-depth podcast. We could probably get a good hour and a half of us just talking about like why the internet's screwed up with kids who've only lived with the... Because we grew up without the internet.
Yeah.
And then we got introduced. We're in the Zennial. You ever heard of that?
Yeah, I've heard of it.
It's not the millennials, and it's not Xers. It's Which is true, dude. Like, if you think about it.
I know. I'm just so sick of these stupid titles.
Not millennials.
No, we're not. I never considered myself a millennial.
I couldn't either.
Because it's stupid.
We grew up with, like, Nextels, and then we grew up before cell phones even existed.
Yeah. I got a cell phone in high school because I didn't have a curfew.
You know, the only other generation I think I could relate to our generation is a generation that got to watch, like, was teenagers when they switched from horse to car.
Oh, yeah.
Like, or, that's the only other thing.
Or from radio to TV.
Yeah, like, those are very rare generations that have giant leaps. And the fact that, like, cell phones and internet, we caught the middle where we're not too old to misunderstand the internet, but we're still young enough to remember what it was like without it. We caught that area. And that is a very unique aspect of who we are and how we look at things.
Yeah.
But it still blows my mind that older people, and I think it's because life has worn them down into humility. When you're young, you're arrogant and you're jerks.
Yeah.
And you're a piece of crap. And so all you people out there with kids who are about 6 to 10 to 12, 13, anywhere around there, I just want to give you a heads up. Your kids are terrible.
You're terrible parents.
And I know when you think, like, well, my kid's an angel. They make straight A's. Well, when you're not looking, they're cussing me out on Red Dead and lassoing
they're
me
playing
and
Red
dragging
Dead
me off a
at
cliff.
10.
Why are you letting your kids play Red Dead?
It's rated mature.
Let them play Sea of Thieves where they can cannonball me into oblivion while I'm trying to dig up gold. Well, I haven't played Sea of Thieves in a minute, but still. Like, you know, Call of Duty, I'm sick and tired of being quick sniped by your third grader. Stop it.
I'm coming over saying the most vulgar stuff I've ever heard.
I don't want to be called those names.
Yeah.
I'm an adult. I'm an adult, damn it.
Yeah.
Don't call me that.
I can't say those on this podcast.
I'm getting real emotional. Yeah, we can't say the words that your third graders, you parents out there, are calling us. And Call of Duty.
This thing's going
never
off the
never mind the fact
in
that
true Mad Hatter cast
never
fashion. This is going off the rails real
never
quick.
Never mind the fact that we're 30
we're,
year olds.
We're back, people. We're back. And
never mind we're 30 year olds playing video games with your kids. But your kids need to respect us. Respect us. Because we're old. Although I did have, let's end with this.
Yeah, let's wrap this up.
I did have this moment, and I want
to talk about this. Teaser episode turned into a full Mad Hatter cast episode.
It went real fast. Real fast. So I had this moment where I was playing Sea of Thieves, right? And I joined an open crew, which is Sea of Thieves.
For what you don't know what Sea of Thieves is, it's a useless video game where you sail around this decent sized map.
It's great. The water looks great.
Wait, let me.
Everything is fun.
Just let me do this.
It's a fun place.
Yeah. Let me just handle this.
All right, you handle it.
So, Sea of Thieves, you make your character. It's stupid. You don't actually accomplish anything in the game other
just
than.
Just like real life.
Just like real life. You get defeated. You buy clothes. You buy fancy things.
You buy better looking things.
You buy better looking
but
things.
Nothing that actually gets better.
Nothing. None of your stats go up. You're still the same useless character sailing around this stupid ship that literally it does nothing.
But
it's nothing.
Fun. God, it's fun.
It's fun for like 8 minutes.
No, I enjoy sailing, dude.
That's why I always drove the boat.
Yeah, because I'm vicariously sailing around the Hudson. Yeah. I can't do that.
Nobody wants to sail around the Hudson.
I don't have a boat, so I can't. Anyway, continue on your critique of Sea of Thieves.
You're a dopey cartoon character.
You are pretty dope.
Everything in the game is cartoony. Very like comic booky cartoon, except for the water. The water is mesmerizingly beautiful.
The sunset.
The sunset's okay.
No. It's good.
The graphics are trash.
Well, they're not trash until Red Dead came. And then I was like,
Red Dead
sweet
is like it's
Jesus.
Real life.
What is that about?
It's real life.
How did they do that? Rockstar, dude, working their employees in
the ground.
Wait
until Grand Theft Auto 6 comes out.
Yeah, it's nothing like the Wild West. I don't think I like real
the
life.
The world's going to be our Wild West.
I don't think modern day works the same. I didn't mind. You remember when Grand Theft had the 80s version?
Vice City?
Yeah, Vice City.
Oh, yeah.
That
I remember
was fun.
That.
That was fun. That was
the only
first
bad
time.
Part is I wanted to go in like a cocaine binge and I couldn't.
Yeah, you
can. They drew lines.
I think that was the first time they introduced like strip clubs and they introduced the motorbikes, those things, and bicycles.
Because I think San Andreas came after that.
Oh, that was bicycles. They had motorcycles in Vice City, but not bicycles.
They had like, yeah, it was motorcycles and it was like mopeds.
Yeah, mopeds. But then San Andreas came out and there was bicycles.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then Grand Theft Auto 5 came out and it was...
Everything.
Everything.
Jets.
Planes, I love that game so much.
You know what they didn't have, though?
What?
Horses. And now...
Now we have horses.
Honestly, I think I enjoy the Wild West more than I do.
Oh, it's so much fun.
Oh, God, Red Dead's so good.
It's so much better.
I'm going to play tonight.
I'm not.
Yeah, I think I am.
5:30 comes real early.
Yeah, it does. So is 6. You know what the best part about waking up? It's not Folgers in your cup. It's never going to sleep.
That's the best part right there.
So I'm just giving you a heads up. Oh, and especially you parents. I'm stoked about being cussed out by your third grader tonight.
Yeah, because you know they're not sleeping.
They're not. They're playing their internets because you allowed them to play all night because you don't give them any curfews.
Yeah.
Crappy parents, bro.
All right. Anyway, so this is our comeback teaser episode.
We're back.
We're back.
The boys are back in town.
And we're still not as good as ever.
Yeah. Well, we got segments we talked about.
We talked about the segments, and then we kind of touched on the topic.
Segments.
We're there.
A little bit.
We're there.
Kind of there.
We're almost there.
We got segments coming up. Look, 2019 is going to be amazing for us and you. We're stoked to talk to you or talk about you and being terrible people. And we're stoked about what we got planned for this year. Celebrities. We're going to have Gordon Ramsay.
Gordon Ramsay will be on the show. Blake
Shelton's
going to be on the show.
I got one more question, then we're going to end this thing.
Yeah.
If you had one choice, you could email a celebrity, because I'm probably going to email them, to be a podcast guest. Who would you, the one celebrity, got to be alive, that you would have? Because I have a few. My one celebrity, Russell Brand. I want to talk to Russell Brand. I got some things I want to talk to him about, because I can't tell. That guy seems to be pretty monotheistic. And
He's
like a monotheistic anarchist. Dude, I got so much in common with him. Although I did just listen to a podcast where he talks to a conservative chick. And I shouldn't say chick. I think that's politically incorrect.
Who cares anymore?
I don't care.
Soundbite.
Anyway, she's extremely intellectual. And they talk about like free markets and stuff. And I'm like, dude, I'm pretty much Ron Swanson.
Yeah.
When it comes to
always
we bring up political topics,
Ron Swanson.
We are Ron Swanson political form.
Yeah.
Anyway, I would like Russell Brand. I'd like to sit down with Russell Brand. I'd like to sit down with Tom Cruise. What's the deal with Scientology?
Oh, I don't want to sit down with Tom Cruise.
I'd like to sit down with who would I like to sit down with? Who would you like to sit down with celebrity wise?
Harrison Ford. Because that interview would be
I would love that.
That interview would be probably the weirdest and shortest interview of our lives.
You would sit in his lap.
No.
Like Santa Claus.
He is Santa Claus.
He is.
Slap a beard on that guy and he's Santa Claus.
He might be somewhat of a father figure for me.
Yeah.
That's why I think I'd sit on his lap. Have him tell me stories.
This is getting weird. This is getting weird real quick.
I think that's what hurt me when he died in Star Wars.
Yeah.
Han Solo died and it was like a piece of my family.
There it is.
Ugh. I freaking hate Star Wars.
God. Anyways.
Anyway.
We're the Mad Hatter Cast.
Mad Hatter Cast coming at you live.
I'm Matt.
Dave.
And
we don't have a catchphrase because we got rid of it.
What was it?
I don't remember.
Was it something. Stay Weird?
That sounds stupid.
Hey, stay
tuning in and Patreon.
Just come listen to us because you'll hear us quickly deteriorate into nothing.
Hey, follow us at Mad Hatter Cast.
On Instagram.
On Instagram. And that's D's, not T's. Mad Hatter, not a D. I don't know why people keep
saying D's. Why do you keep saying D's?
Because apparently people
think of Alice and the Wonder Alice and the Wonderland.
Mad Hatter.
Hatter.
Hatter. Well, because there was a big thing about ladders and latter. I don't know why people thought
ladder
was spelled with T's. It's spelled with D's. Anyway, Mad Hatter Cast with T's. Two T's. Follow us on Instagram, and you'll get... That's probably our best way to update you.
Right now, yes, Instagram. And then we'll... I'm going to yawn. I suck at this.
Yeah, you're terrible. Anyway,
I am the worst.
And if you want to email us and have questions or topics you want us to talk about or anything, you just want a shout out because we literally have...
Just slide into our DMs.
Four people who listen to this, two of them are sitting at this table. Was it madhattercast@gmail.com?
I think, I don't know.
We did have a website, but...
We had a website, but that's gone now.
No,
because we haven't done this in a year.
Yeah. Anyway, well, it's good to be back with you guys.
It is good to be back.
And y'all have a safe and sanctified...
Was it safe, safe, and be weird?
I think that's what it was, but that, I don't like that.
No, that's not what it was.
Let's shoot that. Let's shoot that.
Let's shoot it right in its face.
Skin it. And then come up with something
and then
better.
Sell it
we'll
to
have
the butcher.
Something better for you guys. You guys have a good night.
Good night. Yeah. Merry Christmas. Not happy holidays.
Morning. Happy. Merry Christmas.